champions. Now let's meet today's semifinals. A junior at Boston University from Danvers, Massachusetts, Aaron McLean. A writer from Seattle, Washington, Tom Nisley. And a urologist from Baltimore, Maryland, Justin Salzville. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Hey, Johnny. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, and a warm welcome back to our first group of semifinalists, Aaron, Tom, and Justin. They performed well in the quarterfinal games. Justin, in this threesome, was the highest scorer, so he will select first as we start the Jeopardy round. We begin with the dollar figures, and we follow that with the categories. Here they are. Twins. Next, Bond movie by Bond girl. And Justice for All. The Hills Are Alive, aren't they? Political leaders, and finally, completes the proverb. Good variety there, Justin. Where do we start?
We'll start with Bond movie for 200.
1962, Ursula Andress as Honey Rider. Tom.
What is Dr. No?
That's it.
Bond movie 400, please.
2006, Ava Green as Vesper Lynd. Tom.
What is Casino Royale?
Right again.
Bond movie 600.
1977, Barbara Bach as Major Anya Amasova. That was The Spy Who Loved Me. Tom.
Bond movie 800, please.
2002, Halle Berry as Jinx Johnson. Aaron.
What is Die Another Day?
That's right.
Bond movie 1000.
1971, Jill St. John as Tiffany Case. You have to love the names. Justin.
What is Diamonds Are Forever?
Yes, for 1000.
Proverb 2, please.
Never look a gift horse. Aaron.
What is In the Mouth?
Yes.
Proverb for 4.
Feed a cold, and Justin?
Would a starve a favor?
Correct.
Proverb 6.
To err is human. To forgive. Aaron?
But is divine.
Yes.
Completes the proverb for 800.
A man who is his own lawyer has, Justin?
What is a fool for a client?
That's right.
Proverb 1000, please.
If God did not exist, it would be necessary to, Justin?
What is invent him?
Yes, for another 1000.
Political leaders 2.
In 1983, Bettino Craxi became this country's first socialist prime minister. Tom.
What is Italy?
Yeah.
Political leaders, 400, please.
The son of a former president, Benigno Aquino III, has been president of this nation since 2010. Tom.
What are the Philippines?
Correct.
Political leaders, 600.
David Ben-Gurion first became prime minister of Israel in this year. Aaron.
What is 1949?
Nope. Justin.
But it's 1948?
Yes.
Political leaders 8.
Elected president of Chile in 1970, this Marxist died in a military takeover in 1973. Tom.
Who is Salvador Allende?
Right.
Political leaders 1000.
An ardent Polish patriot, this piano virtuoso served as the country's leader in 1919 and again in exile from 1940 to 1941. And that would be Jan Paderewski. All right, we're going to take our first break. All three players off to a good start. We'll be able to chat with them right after this.
Promotional consideration provided by Noom. Noom uses psychology and small goals so you can lose weight and keep it off for good.
I've been on a diet for as long as I can remember.
I even cut out bread and pasta for a day.
They say it's based on a cognitive behavioral approach. I just say it works.
It just clicked. It worked. It worked with Noom. Visit Noom.com and lose the weight for good.
Aaron McLean was our college champion this past year, which means he won $100,000. And the announcement of the victory was kind of special because it was done where?
Well, I'm in the BU band, and so I play my tuba at almost every hockey game, and so I wasn't home the night my final game aired, but my friends actually contacted the arena and had them announce my victory at Aganis Arena in front of 6,000 people.
Yes, special indeed.
Yeah.
All right, they're very proud of you, I'm sure. Tom Nisley, he won 8 times in the regular competition last year, $235,000, and that was enough money for you to quit your job and start what?
To become a writer. I've had a couple book projects I've been wanted to work on for a long time, and I had a kind of an all-consuming job. And now I've had time to work on them.
Nearly $250,000 can help in that regard, give you a lot of free time, right?
Yeah. $250,000 will also help.
Uh-huh. Yes. Justin Sauceville is from Maryland. He's a urologist who has just completed the what? U.S. Army?
The officer basic course for the Army Reserve. I joined the Army Reserve when I was a resident, and now that I finished residency, I had the opportunity to spend 3 weeks in San Antonio learning the basics of being an army officer. It was great training, and I look forward to being able to help contribute to taking care of the soldiers.
Okay, but that means obviously that you could be called up to serve abroad in some dangerous places. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Tom, we come back to you. You have command of the board. You select, please.
Twins, 200, please.
These twins, actresses and entrepreneurs, were born June 13th, 1986 in Sherman Oaks, California. Tom?
Who are the Olsons?
Yes.
The twins, 400.
A series of children's books by Laura Lee Hope featured these two sets of fraternal twins, Bert and Nan and Freddie and Flossie. Tom.
Who are the Bobbsey twins?
You got it right.
Twins, 600.
Answer. Daily Double. Who is for you alone, and you trail Justin by 1,200. You can risk any or all of your 26. All of it?
Yeah.
All in. All right. These twins and recent first daughters were named for their grandmothers.
Who are Barbara and...
You're halfway there.
I am halfway there.
But hurry. Sorry. Jenna. Barbara and Jenna.
All right.
So you drop down, but it's still early. Go again.
800, twins.
First names of the pair seen here. Tom.
Who are Chang and Eng?
Yes.
Twins, 1,000.
Amulius ordered these twin sons of myth thrown into the Tiber, but they floated to the future site of Rome. Tom.
Who are Romulus and Remus?
Correct. You're back in second place again.
Justice, 200.
Equal Justice Works provides legal help for underserved populations this way, for the good in Latin. Aaron.
What is pro bono?
Yeah.
Justice for four.
Since 1992, this project has used DNA evidence to help exonerate more than 250 wrongly convicted people. Aaron.
What is the Genome Project?
No. Justin.
What is the Innocence Project?
The Innocence Project is right.
Justice for six.
This watch started ticking in 1988 when advocacy organizations in Europe, Africa, Asia, and the Americas adopted the name. Justin?
What is Human Rights Watch?
Yes.
Justice 8?
Its Article 6 says everyone has the right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law. Justin again.
What is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights?
Correct.
Justice 1000?
The Montgomery-based SPLC, this center, is dedicated to seeking justice for the most vulnerable. Tom.
What is the Southern Poverty Law Center?
That's right.
Hills, 200, please.
In 2011, the median home value in this Southern California city was around $1.9 million, with or without cement ponds. Aaron?
What is Beverly Hills?
Yep.
Hills for four.
Encyclopedia Britannica says Wels, Austria, is in these lower parts of the Eastern Alps. It's in the foothills. Back to you, Aaron.
Hills for six.
This range covers 6,000 square miles in southwestern South Dakota and eastern Wyoming. Tom?
What are the Black Hills?
Correct.
Hills, 800.
Wold, a Middle English geographical word, gave us the name of these hills, home to Bath and Cheltenham. Justin.
What are the Cotswolds?
Correct.
Hills, 1,000.
The 200-foot Chapultepec Hill boasts the castle where this Mexican emperor lived in the 1860s. Tom.
Who is Maximilian?
Right, and that's another 1,000 for you. You trail Justin by 2,000, and Aaron gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. We hope that helps, sir. We'll see you after the break. All right, Aaron, as promised, you get to go first. Here are the categories for the Double Jeopardy round. Winter Olympics mascots. Red, white, or blue. Notice the quotation marks. Quicklit. Bugs. Before, during, and after. And finally, travel with me. Operatic costumes from the vaults of the Metropolitan Opera. They look like they might come to life
and sing on their own.
Aaron, you start.
I'm going to go with operatic costumes for 400.
Good for you.
In a costume from a 2009 production, I'm Escamillo, the toreador who wins the heart of this gypsy girl.
Aaron.
Who is Carmen?
Yes.
Operatic costumes for 8.
The title character disguises himself, but not very well, in Le Conte Henri, the first opera created in French by this composer, whose last opera was William Tell.
Justin.
Who is Puccini?
No. Tom.
Who is Rossini?
Yes, Giacchino Rossini.
Operatic 1200.
Answer. The Daily Double, and it's a video, obviously.
Not my category.
Not your category, but you want to see me in something, don't you? Something fitting.
1000.
Okay, here I am. Pay attention.
The costume worn by this character may not seem to go with his title profession, but in his first scene he sings Largo al factotum and explains that he's also the apothecary, gardener, and wig maker.
Who is the barber of Seville?
Yes, the barber of Seville, Figaro. I must have been doing a really good job.
You sold me, yeah.
Sold you. Go again.
Operatic 1600.
This cape was worn by Enrico Caruso as the Duke of Mantua in this Verdi opera, the role in which he made his Met debut way back in 1903.
Justin.
What is Rigoletto?
Right.
Operatic 2000.
We'll wrap it up here.
This helmet is a fitting accessory from a production of this Wagner work in which the knight's arrival in a swan boat is one of opera's great entrances.
Justin?
What is Parsifal?
No. Tom or Aaron? The opera was Lohengrin, and try as I might, I couldn't bring that hat home. All right, Justin, back to you.
Olympics mascots for 4, please.
Snowpel the Weasel was replaced for the Nagano Games by 4 of these wise birds. Aaron?
What are owls?
Yes.
Red, white, or blue for 400?
A moat that separated the Kremlin from this was paved over in 1812. Justin?
What is Red Square?
Correct.
Red, white, or blue, 8.
These statutes forbid certain secular activity on Sundays. Justin?
What are blue laws?
Yes.
Red, white, blue, 12.
A big Crave 9 from here contains 20 sliders. Justin?
What is White Castle?
Correct.
Red, white, blue, 16.
Other ships in this fleet's line were the Britannic and the Olympic. Justin.
What is White Star Line?
Yes.
Red, white, blue, 2.
A lady with literary leanings. Tom.
What is a blue stocking?
Blue stocking. $2,000 more for you.
Bugs, 400, please.
An association in Beijing sponsors fighting tournaments for the field type of these chirping insects. Aaron.
What are crickets?
Correct.
Cricklet for 4.
This 1952 Steinbeck novel has a biblical title and a biblical story. Aaron.
What is East of Eden?
You got it.
Cricklet for 8.
A Rabelais title is Gargantua and Hymn. Aaron.
What is Pantagruel?
Good.
Cricklet for 12.
Characters have been rejected by their author in a 1921 play by this Italian. Tom.
Who is Pirandello?
Yes, 6 characters in search of an author.
Lit 1600, please.
The Plague by Camus is set in what is now this African country. Tom.
What is Algeria?
Right.
Lit 2000, please.
His Berlin stories inspired I Am a Camera. Tom.
Who is Isherwood?
Christopher Isherwood, correct.
Before, during, and after, 400, please.
The pipes are calling for a culture club lad and late Yankees owner. Justin.
Who is Boy George Steinbrenner?
Nope. Tom or Aaron? Who is O. Danny Boy George Steinbrenner? We need all 3. We need before, during, and after. Tom, back to you.
Before, 800, please.
The governmental right to seize property and an internet address can compel you to guess a song title after a few notes. Tom.
What is eminent domain name that tune?
Right, you got all 3 in there.
Before 1200, please.
In a deceptive Greek equine of an ancient war lies a blood-sucking winged insect, content to be an unseen observer. Tom.
What is a Trojan horse fly on the wall?
Yes.
Before 1600, please.
Early Beatles drummer who wins Westminster Kennel Club top honors by yelling Cuba Gooding Jr.'s most famous line. Tom.
What is Pete best in Show Me the Money?
Right.
Before 2000, please.
Nebraska named D-Day landing area whose album Pet Sounds clones Nazis in South America. Tom.
What is Omaha Beach Boys from Brazil?
You got it again. 18,600. 8 clues left on the board. Select again.
Bugs 800, please.
The woolly bear is this larval form of the Isabella tiger moth. Aaron.
What is a caterpillar?
Yes.
Bugs for 12.
The harlequin bug is also known by this smelly name. Aaron.
What is a stink bug?
Yep.
Bugs for 16.
The scientific name of the European stag beetle is Lucanus cervus. Cervus is Latin for this mammal. Justin.
What's a deer?
Deer is right.
Bugs too.
These ants are named for the way they gather or reap seeds and leaves. Tom.
What are harvesters?
Yes.
Mascots, 800.
One mascot for the 2010 Vancouver Games was Quatchy, one of these mythical creatures. Tom.
What is a Sasquatch?
Right.
Mascots, 1200.
Heidi and Howdy were the polar bear mascots for the 1988 Olympics in this Canadian city. Tom.
What is Calgary?
Right.
Mascots, 1600.
Vochko, the wolf, won a poll of Yugoslav newspaper readers to decide the mascot of the Olympics held here. Tom.
What is Sarajevo?
Yes. And the last clue is yours. And it's the Daily Rebel.
$2,000, please.
Okay, here's the clue. Håkon and Kristen, mascots of this city's Olympics, were named for a Norwegian prince and princess.
What is Lillehammer?
Lillehammer, yes. $26,200. Great game, Tom. We still have to play Final Jeopardy. Here's the category. French history. Make some wagers. We'll reveal the clue for you folks at home who are playing along after this.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The final category, French history, leads us to this clue. She said, I told my plans to no one. I was not killing a man, but a wild beast that was devouring the French people. 30 seconds. Good luck, players. Come to you first. It was a little rough for you against these two fellows today, but you did well. Did you come up with the correct response? You wrote down, who is Joan of Arc? Sorry, that is wrong. Your wager, $53.98. You're left with $2. Let's go down to Justin. He had $10,400, and his response was, who was Charlotte Corday? You are correct. The woman who killed Marat in his tub. You almost double. You're at $20,799. Tom, you couldn't be caught. You knew that. Did you come up with Charlotte Corday? You seemed to struggle with this. You wrote down Corday. So, your wager, $1,001. $27,201. You're going to come back later on, next week, Monday and Tuesday, to play for $250,000. And as you said, $250,000 will change your life. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.